are you going to give me this raise? Why? Because I'm awesome! I am awesome!
That's how Dwight Schrute of The Office approached getting a raise. I'm Ross Reynolds. This is The Record. That conversation could be one of the most awkward outside of a first date. Asking for a raise, no walk at the park. There is an art to it, though. In this economic climate, when rent is skyrocketing and wages are stagnating, it's a pretty good skill to have. And here to teach us the art of salary negotiation is Matt Youngquist. He's president of Career Horizons. It's a career coaching service. Thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate it.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So if I'm working at a company and my salary's been pretty much level for a while and I think I want to have a raise, what are my first steps? What should I do?
Yeah, I think there's kind of two key things. First, you want to prepare for that conversation. And then, of course, there's the things you do in the gulp conversation itself.
Talk about the preparation first. What do you want to do?
Yeah, I think there's a couple key steps people should go through. For starters, you know, the person should think very hard about why do they deserve this bump in pay? How have they gone above and beyond, documenting specific contributions they've made? Pretty much any job, if you can show how it's made or save money to the bottom line, that's fairly important. You might also do some salary research. There's a number of good sources out there, and they all have their different variables. But may I mention two sites?
Sure.
I have no affiliation with, but I think payscale.com and glassdoor.com are two pretty good sites for looking up some numbers that may reflect.
Should you ask fellow employees, if they will, to divulge what they're getting paid so you can come in with that?
That's usually not the best idea unless you're on such good terms with the folks that, you know, some of that comes out informally. But I probably wouldn't go that route.
Okay. You've done your research. You know why you want to justify this. What's the next step to take? Get a meeting, right?
Yeah. You want to get a meeting. I would think a little bit about the timing. Certainly, there's some bad times to ask. If the company just lost a major customer or had a layoff, you know, you might want to wait a little bit. Or if there's a review cycle coming up, you know, that's always a good time. But whenever the timing is right, you approach your boss and say, I'd love to have a quick meeting to talk about my job performance and some ideas I have.
So let's say you've done your research and you see that you're really getting paid, boy, about 25% than other people are getting paid in your area. What's the negotiating stance to take? I've always heard ask for 10% more than you want. What would you suggest?
It's really hard to give an exact number. There's so many different circumstances, and I think a lot has to do with what is your plan B. Do you have other options on the table? Can you walk away? But yeah, standard, I would say people ask for 10 to 20% in most cases.
When do you play the I'll walk card, if ever?
Well, I was sort of assuming we're talking about a legitimate request and not an ultimatum. There are certainly cases when people say, you know, I have another offer. If you don't match it, I will leave. But if we're talking a more standard request, you're going to want to work collaboratively with your boss. You're going to still be working with them. So you don't want to turn this into a used car win-lose kind of deal.
So, Matt, could I try out a pitch to you asking for a higher salary? Could I try that out?
By all means.
Okay.
Yes, Ross.
Matt, thanks so much for meeting with me. I really appreciate you taking the time. I want to talk to you about what I'm contributing to this organization. You know, I've been here quite some time now. I've been working on this new program, The Record. I feel as though it's going quite well. And I think it's time to talk about a salary adjustment here for myself. And I wonder what you thought about that.
Well, you know, times are kind of lean, Ross, but I'm willing to hear you out. Why would you think you justify the extra funds?
Well, it's partly the experience that I bring to the job. I've been here quite some time. I think if you go back and listen to my work, you'll appreciate it. I could show you my awards that are sitting over there on the desk. I think I'm recognized as someone who's helping out in the organization quite a bit. And, you know, it's been quite a while since I got a raise.
Well, I appreciate you reminding me of those things, and definitely we think you've done a fantastic job. I am going to have to run it through channels, and we'll have to talk a little more, but I'm willing to consider it, and let's keep talking.
Do you know when I might hear back from you?
Well, why don't I check with some folks, and let's set up another meeting in 2 weeks, and we'll see if I can bump things up a little bit.
By the way, Matt, I have these fresh chocolate chip cookies. Would you like some of those? For your...
Those won't hurt.
How'd I do?
Not bad.
Yeah.
Can I add one more thing?
Sure.
I think people should be prepared to hear no going in or not yet. Certainly, most people won't be granted instant gratification. And I think it's very powerful, and I've seen clients do this, to ask in terms of future goals. My goal is to get to XYZ, and I'd like to work with you on a path to get me there. Sometimes that works better than just, here's my bottom line, take it or leave it.
And XYZ would be a salary you'd like to get to.
Yes.
I'd like to see my salary look like this down the line.
What could we do to justify me getting there? I'd love to work with you on a plan. Sometimes that's taken a lot more in stride than just here's my number.
And how insistent should you be? We just had our meeting, and I'm not hearing back from Matt. I'm trying to get another meeting with Matt, and he's always busy. What should I do?
Yeah, those are tough. You'll have to decide, are you getting stonewalled, or are they legitimately? Just keep checking in, and at some point, if you don't think good faith is taking place, I hate to say it, someone might either have to live with the status quo or start firing up a search on the side.
But yeah.
Just keep nagging. They may just forget.
Is emotion ever appropriate to bring into a situation like that to display a touch or a lot of anger?
It's really not. I think any negative emotions, guilt, shame, I haven't seen those work very well. I think you want to build a very positive and rational case as to why you deserve more. That will get you farther.
There's a few ideas on how you might be able to get a raise from Matt Youngquist, president of Career Horizons, a career coaching service. Thank you so much for stopping by.
You're welcome.
This is The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds.